This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. So remember that time when Comcast called reports that it wanted to buy DreamWorks rumors, like yesterday? Well, this morning, the entertainment giant announced plans to buy the animation powerhouse for just under $4 billion. Cynthia Littleton is managing editor for television at Variety. She's been following the story for the last few weeks. Cynthia, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So why does this deal make sense for Comcast now? What's DreamWorks add?
You know, I mean, DreamWorks is an almost 20-year-old company, and they have a very deep library of content, of characters, just the kind of material that a company like Comcast, with all of its tentacles and theme parks and television around the world, even digital media, their presence is growing. DreamWorks is a company with a kind of intellectual property that can be exploited through so many channels that are within Comcast, much more so than DreamWorks Animation, as a relatively small company, could ever do on its own.
And what are the things they could do with those characters? Where might we see these characters pop up in a way that DreamWorks really didn't have access to push them out there?
Well, Comcast, of course, is the parent company of Universal Studios, and Universal Studios has a growing number of theme parks around the world. They have, of course, big installations in Florida, in Hollywood, in Japan, and they very much have their eye on building a theme park in Beijing. They need the kind of properties that will produce a new movie every couple of years and have TV shows, the kind of things that kids especially can see on one screen and want to relate to live and in the flesh. It's a classic page from the Disney playbook.
DreamWorks has been on the block for a while, so why didn't we see it before now?
I think in the last couple of years, of course, Comcast was a little distracted by a much bigger, much richer acquisition that they pursued, but was stopped by the federal government. They were trying to become even bigger in their core cable business with the purchase of Time Warner Cable. That did not pass muster with federal regulators and was torpedoed last year. This was a company that was poised to do a $50 billion acquisition a little more than a year ago. So buying DreamWorks for just under $4 billion is, you know, it's lunch money comparatively.
I wish I had that kind of lunch money. So what are the next step here? Is there any reason regulators are going to look askance at this deal?
I mean, it would seem really hard for anybody to argue that this deal presented a dangerous amount of concentration.
Do you think this is going to mean fewer animated features in our movie theaters or more animated features?
I think more. I think it's certainly going to rev up. You know, Universal does have a very successful unit that's called Illumination Entertainment that is the home of the Despicable Me and the Minions franchise. But animation movies take a long lead time. There's only so much that one unit can do, and now they are poised to vastly expand their capabilities. So you're certainly likely to see more animation coming out of Comcast, and, you know, Disney may well step up to the challenge and further rev up its slate, and animation is seen as a target for the other studios, so I think it's safe to say that this will further rev up that market.
And what's the future here look like for DreamWorks CEO Jeffrey Katzenberg? Any good gossip out there?
It's a little vague at this point. DreamWorks Animation had some new media investments. It owns something called Awesomeness TV, it's big with the kids. On paper, Katzenberg is going to go run that and a few other minority investments. But already people in Hollywood are trying to figure out what Jeffrey's next move is going to be. He's a real kind of, you know, he's a very dynamic guy. He's very entrepreneurial, and he's going to leave this deal very, very, very rich.
Cynthia Littleton is managing editor of television for Variety. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We talked to the CEO of Illumination Entertainment, Chris Meledandri, earlier this year. He's the guy responsible for Despicable Me and its Minion spinoffs. Check it out, along with his story about how he once lost $100 million of Rupert Murdoch's money. That's at marketplace.org.